Welcome back to the Byline Breakdown. I'm your host, Mike Moliterno, and today we are talking about a big story here in the Valley, repopulation. It's one of our campaigns at the Business Journal, and it's the focus of a lot of groups in the Valley and across the state of Ohio.
Right.
That's Denise Dick, Special Projects Manager at the Business Journal and author of a story on this topic in the mid-March issue of the Business Journal. Thank you for being here, Denise.
Thanks for having me.
The Mahoning Valley has a 3R approach. We've spoken about this before.
Yes, we have.
Right. So we've got, you know, retaining people, receiving people, and returning those who have moved away.
Mm-hmm.
This story focuses on retaining.
Correct. Particularly this story, young people.
Right. So I guess, what about the retaining aspect of this plan is so important?
Well, that's if you can keep them here, you don't have to worry about getting them back. I mean, that's
right. It's so, like the same thing as when they say, you know, saving money is a more efficient way of gaining wealth than making money. Because if you just save money, you get to keep 100% of the money you earned. Whereas if you make money, then you know, taxes and effort and all of that, then it's, I don't know what the math is, but it's like however much effort you put in, if that was $10 worth, you're only really getting $8. Or
you could say the same thing about physical health and fitness.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. So
sure.
Same concept.
Analogies.
So why is it so important to retain? Is that, I guess, something that people are really, really trying to do so that they don't have to, as we said, return them back, which takes a whole bunch of effort.
And they're trying to do all three.
Right.
But if you retain them, then you don't have to worry about getting them to come back after they're gone. And that's where young people are, where they're targeting young people.
I would think a part of this also would be, this is just anecdotal, but I know people who have had their children go off somewhere else to start a life and, you know, get a job, and then they raise their kids and they do all of that. And then the parents, they also leave because then they say, oh, I want to be closer to my grandkids.
Right.
I want to do this. So they're retired,
right,
or they're doing whatever. And so then they also head
leave
to Florida or wherever.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So that's also if they keep them here, that again, you don't have to worry about returning anybody or anyone new leaving.
Right.
If the younger people stay.
So you spoke to four young people.
Four young people at the Mahoning Valley Young Professionals group.
Okay. So these would be people we would definitely want to keep.
Yes.
Right.
Right. And then I also talked to some students who are getting ready to graduate in the vet tech program and the nursing program at Kent Trumbull.
Okay. I guess, what did you hear?
Well, the four that I talked to, the Mahoning Valley Young Professionals, are all very committed to staying here. They're all employed professionally. There's one that works at the Secretary of State's office, one that works at Youngstown State. There's one that works at a bank and another one in wealth management. And part of the reason that some of them wanted to stay was family. They wanted to be close to family, but also the cost of living. And like the one young man that I spoke to, he's very enthusiastic about everything that Youngstown has to offer, not just the cost of living and everything and his family, but what's available to do here, like he compared to like downtown Youngstown now to what it was when he was growing up, and you know, the stark contrast. Nobody would go downtown back then for entertainment, but now you've got the Covelli Center and you've got Ween Park and you've got the bars and restaurants downtown that are an attraction.
So that's one of the people you spoke to. Of the four who said that they were wanting to stay, what were some of the other reasons, or what were their situations like?
Well, they found jobs doing what they wanted to do. All four of the women that I spoke to went to YSU, graduated from YSU, so they already had the connection here. They just decided to stay because of a variety of reasons. Family. They like the area. It's inexpensive to live here. They found jobs that they like doing what they want.
So the other students or the other young people that you spoke to, I guess, what was their take?
They were, it was more varied. Like the two in nursing, the one who told me she would like to stay, but what she wants to do, she's not sure she can have the same career opportunity here that she could someplace else. And same with the young man. He wants to do, he wants to be more where hospitals are larger and growing, and he doesn't feel like that's he has those same opportunities here. And then the similar to the vet tech students, the one was a little older and she lives someplace else and she's ready. She's been back for a while and is ready to go out and try new places again. So it's sort of a just see what else is out there kind of thing. Another, they want to do emergency vet and don't feel like there's a large emergency vet hospital close. I mean, when I say not close, she's talking about Pittsburgh. So it's not like, you know, they're going to California or whatever, but still that doesn't help our repopulation effort.
And then some of them, I think in your story mentioned, a few of them mentioned lack of amenities. Some of them, I think one or two of them mentioned crime.
Yeah, one did mention the crime, that she thought that it was a deterrent, mm-hmm. crime in her neighborhood. And she lived in a community in Trumbull County. I forget now which one it was, but just felt like that was a deterrent to, for one of the reasons that they wanted to relocate. And she thought that was a deterrent for some other people, too. And they also talked about their lack of amenities, is lack of things to do. And I guess that depends on your, you know, that's in the eye of the beholder, as you'd say.
Right. So it struck me that the four professionals, I guess we could call them, they all wanted to stay. The people
in the young professionals group. Yeah.
Right. But I guess, you know, the vet techs and the people who were going to
nursing,
those people were a little bit more iffy. It seemed just to me, and I could be totally wrong, it seemed like maybe some of the reason that these young people wanted to stay was that they had been sort of fed through the pipeline. You know what I mean? They had grown up, they had gotten their education, and then they had moved almost immediately into a local job.
The one member of that group told me that he had looked at other universities, but found that YSU had the program he wanted, and it was a lot less expensive. So he stayed, and then he met somebody, got married, and they decided to settle down here. He found a job that he likes.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think that's an accurate assessment.
Well, as you said, we have people who are saying, wow, the quality of life here is so great. Look at all the things that you can do here in Youngstown, and the cost of living is so great. I'm staying. Mm-hmm. And then we also have people in the same age group, people who live in the same place, saying, there's nothing to do here.
Yes.
I need to go somewhere else where there's stuff happening. So,
yeah.
It, you know, you sort of go, how much of this is just perception?
Exactly.
Right.
I still think there's not just here, but people in general want to leave where they grew. A lot of people want to leave where they grew up. They want to go someplace else. They want to see what else is out there. And I don't think that's unusual.
Right.
So will they come back? Maybe. After college or later? Maybe. If they want to, you know, when you have kids, we want to be close to your parents to help with babysitting, you know. That I guess time will tell.
Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this after a quick break.
Attention all business enthusiasts in Northeast Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. The Business Journal has been your trusted partner since 1984, giving insights, updates, and fostering growth in your region. From Mahoning to Mercer, from Columbiana to Lawrence, we've got you covered. For just $10 a month or $99 a year, unlock our digital troves or get both print and digital for only $99 a year. Make the smart business choice. Subscribe now.
Denise, I guess what was your overall takeaway after you spoke to the young people?
Well, it just depends on who you talk to, plans are, and what they want to do for the future. It depends on whether they think there's the career opportunity for them here. Depends on whether they're ready to get out, go and see what else is out there. It's you know, unique to each individual.
Mm-hmm. And talk about some of the efforts that some of the groups that are working to keep some of these kids here.
Well, that's a big initiative of the Youngstown Warren Regional Chamber and the Eastgate Regional Council of Governments this year, the repopulation effort, and the three R's that we mentioned.
Here in the Valley, we have a slightly higher than average age.
Correct.
Ohio's average age is a little bit younger than ours.
Right. 39.9 is Ohio average, according to U.S. Census Bureau in 2020, and in Mahoning and Trumbull, it's 43.7 years, and in Columbiana, 44.7 years. And similar in PA, average age is 40.9, while Mercer and Lawrence are 44.7 and 44.2, respectively.
Okay. So Does that also play a role in why maybe some young people are wanting to leave just because they're looking around and not seeing a lot of young people their age?
I mean, nobody said that specifically, but I'm sure that could be a factor. Although it's not a dramatic age difference, really, 4 years, 3 years. So, you want to be around people that are your age, who are, you know, similar places in their career paths and family situations as you are. I don't think that's unusual.
And you've worked here, just kind of to wrap up, you've worked here in the Valley. You've covered the Valley for
long
years.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah,
long time.
Me too. long enough to see some trends, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To step back and see some things change and maybe gauge the direction that things are heading. I guess in your estimation, what would you say is the Valley on the right path? Is it going in a good direction? Is it going in a bad direction that we could expect maybe just some natural momentum that could keep some people here or return some people here?
Well, I think as the more jobs or the higher tech jobs, the higher skilled jobs are located here, like what we're anticipating, I think that's going to entice some people to stay. I mean, you know, depending on what your goals are, what you want to do with your career wise, I think, sure, that's definitely an attraction. And that's one of the reasons that they want to keep the Chamber and Eastgate have embarked on this effort, is so that there are people to fill those jobs. Because without, you know, they're going to go someplace else if they can't get people to fill the jobs that these corporations are going to expected to create.
Well, I happen to think that there's a lot to be optimistic about. I'm a little bullish, I guess, on the Valley.
Okay. Why was it? I'm not trying to say anything. That's
no.
Just, you know, I'm not knocking the Valley.
No. I guess I was just saying, you know what I mean, from my perspective. And I think maybe it's just something that I think it's just part of it's just being young, that you kind of just want to go somewhere else.
You want to see what else is out there.
Yeah, you always think it's going to be nicer
on the
somewhere
other side.
Else. Yeah. And then once you kind of get settled in and you have some kids, then all of a sudden, I think I might want to be back home and I want to be closer to my parents who can help me with my kids. And oh my gosh, it's so much cheaper to live here. And oh, there's so all of, you know, there's a lot of stuff here.
Right. And I think maybe when you're young, you don't necessarily see the benefit of a lower cost of living, because when you're coming out of college, maybe you haven't, not everyone has been paying for that stuff on their own. Mm-hmm. So that as you're starting to pay, that takes more of your paycheck, that becomes more important to you, I think. And that comes with age and experience.
Or even just you're a student at YSU, you know, the only museum dedicated to American art, or the first one, the big one, is on campus. It's right there. People mm-hmm. come from all over the country to see it. There's another museum across the street.
Right.
You know what I mean? Down the street is the Youngstown Symphony and the Dior and all of that. So,
and YSU.
And it's you can walk to all of it.
And the Covelli Center.
Right.
And the amphitheater. Mm-hmm. And then up in Warren, you've also got an amphitheater.
Right.
So there's a lot to offer. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think, like anywhere, if it's what you've grown up with, maybe you don't appreciate it until you have to go and see what other places have to offer and then come back and see, it's good. We got it pretty good.
Yeah. Don't know what you got till it's gone. Is that Cinderella? Who was that? I don't know.
That's not, sounds right. Some hair band.
Some 80s band. Well, thank you very much, Denise, for taking the time to talk with us today. That is going to do it for this episode of the Byline Breakdown. If you would like to read Denise's story, we're going to put a link to her article in the show notes. And we'll be back with another episode next week. I'm Mike Moliterno.
You wouldn't drive a car without a map, so why navigate the business world of northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania without the Business Journal? Trusted since 1984, we're the compass pointing you to growth and prosperity. Digital, print, why not both? We've got subscription options tailored for every business-savvy individual. Light up your path to success. Subscribe to the Business Journal today.